purpose reveals itself in motion, not in stagnation. You don't have to figure out your whole life's purpose. You got to figure out your next bold move.
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Let me share with you the big obstacles in people's way. Three simple things that get in your way. One, being blind to the opportunity. I started in this industry and I coined it the expert industry in 2007, when it was still the motivational speaking world, when it was like online marketing world, or when it was like direct response world, or what was it? But I noticed no one called it an industry. And I thought, wait, if everybody worldwide can do it and they make money from it, that's an industry. But now if you've not, think about that. That was 2007. That's 14 years ago. And people are still like, oh, this is the thing. Don't miss out. What's the most valuable companies today, as an example, on the NASDAQ. They're all companies supporting the creator economy. LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, TikTok, Snap, Clubhouse, Substack, Kajabi, all these tools support you sharing something. And you don't have to be the worldwide expert in it. I became that in my craft for high performance coaching. But you don't have to begin. You have to share something that you love consistently, right? And think about this. You can either be the expert. You got the results. You've done it. You can be part of the journey. You've experienced it. Now you're sharing what you're learning in motion. Or you can also be the curator. The curator just shares the stuff that they like and they monetize that. Either one of those can be the model, but don't miss out that you've got to create and share and curate and be part of this because it is the new economy. And I've been saying that since 2007. Second big thing that sometimes causes us to get in our own way is destination thinking versus journey thinking. The destination thing, well, you think, well, I'm not an expert yet, so I won't begin. Oh, well, you'll be perceived as the expert as you start learning and sharing it. I didn't be like, I'm the world's best high performance coach. Follow me. I was, hey guys, I love psychology. I love sociology. I love teams and leadership. Here's what I'm learning. And all I was doing, I was sharing the research and putting little frameworks to it. I'd share what I was learning, give people steps 1 through 5 to go out and try stuff. And that was all I was doing. That was the entire crux of my career was that. Here's what I'm learning. Here's what 5 things you can go do right now to explore or try. I just did that over and over and over and over again. And I didn't do everything. To this day, I don't have Pinterest or TikTok or Snapchat. You don't have to be on every dang platform doing every dang thing. For me, I wanted to shoot videos, write. So I wrote a blog, wrote a book. I shoot videos for YouTube. I eventually took the audio from the YouTube and put it in a podcast. All of that, I drive people to email. They sign up on email, we deliver tons of value, and then I offer them a course. Tens of millions of dollars a year, that's all I do. It didn't begin that way. It began like, I got a video, guys, go like it. Go watch it. And 5 people will watch it. Me refreshing it twice and my mom refreshing it twice. You know what I'm saying? You know, some of you know exactly what I'm saying. Some of you don't know yet, but I can't wait to see yours. But don't think you have to be there. You get there by sharing what you're learning. And over time, you've shared so much about what you're learning, you can't help but A, by observing and learning to build that credibility and that expertise. Because the more you learn, listen, experts are always students first. The more you learn, the more you have to share and the more you're able to help when people ask you questions. Like, oh, when people, like, listen, I want you to hear this. Like 60% of the time people ask me a question, I'm like, oh, have you read this book? I just give a recommendation of something I've learned along the way. I don't have to be super smart. You can learn the skills later. Don't get stuck in destination. You have to be the expert. Share your journey, share your story, share that development, what you're learning. That's a big part of it. Another big piece about it, I think that gets in people's way is they feel like, and I really want you to tune in with me right now, because this is where either good things are going to happen from you moving forward in this industry from where you're at right now or not, based on if you can resonate with me, if you could see, yeah, I'm kind of in a moment of transition in my life, or I'm transitioning this topic, or I'm transitioning to this platform, I'm transitioning to this marketing thing, I'm transitioning to this business model, whatever. If you're in a moment of transition, here's where people get in trouble. When there's change in our lives, humans like certainty. And what we like to do is go, oh, what's my purpose? Right? Start with why. Oh, what is my purpose? What is my end goal? What's my legacy? What's that thing I'm going to do and be so proud of when I'm 80 years old on the rocking chair? You guys all know this, right? The issue is in moments of transition, that's really discouraging. Because in moments of transition, you have to try and taste and see things. I always tell people, you don't have to figure out your life's purpose right now. You got to figure out your next bold move. You don't have to figure out your life's purpose right now. You got to figure out the next bold move. And a series of bold moves stacked upon one another sets upon a destination which gates will open up for you that serendipity and God had in mind that you never even could have purposed. I could have never even purposed in my mind this moment with all of you. I could have never imagined this abundance. It's like I live on the beach. I have the opportunities and abundance in my life that I could not imagine as a kid. Looking at my girlfriend at the time under the weight of my bills. Because you know what? The world, I believe the creator, opens up gates, but only when you roll up to them. Purpose reveals itself in motion, not in stagnation. You don't have to figure out your whole life's purpose. You got to figure out your next bold move. What's that next thing you can start, do, learn, post, express? And what are bold moves? Some of you guys know, think about this. I could never imagine the dumb kid from Montana. I literally created a course with Oprah Winfrey Network called Your Next Bold Move. Like all of a sudden I'm working with Oprah and team to create an online course. So what is a bold move? What does that mean? Well, a bold move tends to mean two very simple things. One, you choose to do something that's more authentic and true to your soul, your spirit, your interests, your passions, your obsessions. It's something that is more true to the explorative or the artistic or the adventurous side of you that you have been suppressing because you thought you had to do it right. You thought you had to fit in. Now, baby, you make a bold move, go, you know what? I like this job. That was my story. I like this job, but I want to write. I don't know how to write, don't know how to make money, but I'm going to make a bold move in that direction. I didn't think I had to figure it all out. I didn't like, I need a list of the next 40 books of my life so that I know at the end of 80 years old, here's my list of library books that I wrote. No, it's like, I want to move in the direction of being a writer. Let me figure out that. That was my key. So the bold moves are usually a move in the towards greater authenticity for your own expression and sense of aliveness and being, your passions, your interests, your obsessions, whatever you want to call it. And the second element of that, the real next bold move, is always when you match that first one with service. If I hope I'm remembered for anything in this industry, really helping teach a lot of people, and I learned a lot from so many people. I'm a result of the industry itself. I'm a result of the personal development and the psychology and the online marketing industries. That's kind of what inspired me. I'm a result of all those teachers and trainers in psychology. I'm here because of, you know, the Anders Ericssons and, you know, the Roy Baumeisters and the Angela Duckworths of the world, these people who I learned from in psychology, Carl Rogers, the humanistic psychologists like Abraham Maslow. In personal development, oh my goodness, Napoleon Hill, Dale Carnegie, Earl Nightingale, the Jim Rohns, the Wayne Dyers, the Louise Hayes, the Tony Robbins, the Deepaks, the Oprahs. Oh my gosh. You know, no way I couldn't be here. The online marketing. I'm a guy. If it wasn't for Jeff Walker or early Frank Kern or Ryan Dices and all these people I got to learn from very early on, including Dean on marketing, I wouldn't be here. I stand on their shoulders just like you do. The difference is at some point in the industry, you go from, oh, this is about me to share and do marketing, to how do I be of service to more people? Not because I need the ego of more likes, but because you take that joy in sharing and helping others, which is what I began this talk with for you today. That it comes back to service. I tried to bring in the online marketing world, this digital marketing world, and the social media world, the concepts of good old-fashioned servant leadership. Just good. I love that stuff. Just, you know what? Be a good role model for people. Demonstrate empathy and compassion, caring for them. Listen to them. Provide them with some value. And you know what? That's called today branding. Back when I was live, we just called it servant leadership. That's when I was coming up. And I just feel like that's your next bold move. Where does authenticity and service match? And how can you go in on each one of them? How do you go in on more truthful expressions of yourself? How do you go in more truthful expressions of good service to others? Because you know what? Your ultimate service or legacy or purpose will always be, it will be some form of the energy that you imbued with others. It's your energy. It's how you're showing up as a role model, as an influencer, as a caregiver, as a mom, as a great leader, as a good entrepreneur, as someone who, with all my friends, I always have one request from them. It's the only request I ever have. All my friends, some of the most followed people in the world. They say, Brendan, what can I do for you? Go, double down on your goodness. Whatever it is that you do good in the world, double down, because the world needs it. You have an opportunity with this challenge and with where you are in your life in this moment of transition to make decisions for your next bold move, to discover new things about yourself and share new things that you are passionate about. You literally have that moment right now. And you have it at a time when the entire world has moved towards supporting us, the creator economy, the self-education economy, the knowledge economy, the expert industry, the knowledge industry, whatever you want to call it. The whole architecture of the modern digital economy has been built up by billion-dollar companies to do one thing: allow you to share that voice and make that difference. That's why I'm excited to be alive. That's the modern economy. Skate towards that puck, as Dean would say, as Wayne Gretzky would say. Like, move towards that. That's where we're all going. So get in the game. Don't be embarrassed to be seen starting small. Be proud of that. Because you know what? When you start small, you get that journey later going, hey, look how far I came. Let me help you. Because I know there's some people on the miles behind me who might need a hand up. And that is your service. You get to take joy in sharing your passions and interests and helping people. And you get to get paid for it. This is my career. Every day I wake up, I hope I live a little bit and love a bit and make a bit of a difference. And getting to do that with all of you at this stage, at this moment, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful.
Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really, Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post, we can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content, in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight. because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.